Author and historian David McCullough is a two-time winner of the Pulitzer Prize. He has also twice won the National Book Award and has been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his books on American history. He spoke about history, education, and a number of topics this week at the University of Wyoming, and I was able to catch up with him following his talk. One of the things I've always wanted to ask you is what your take is on, you hear politicians frequently discuss, well, the forefathers wanted this and the forefathers think this. As somebody who actually knows a little bit about what the forefathers said and thought, what do you make of that? Does anybody get it?
Well, I take most of it with a pretty big grain of salt, because what the forefathers said or thought is a little like saying, using the Bible to back up some point of view you may have. There's a little something for everybody in there. The forefathers' thinking was all over the lot. And, say, in matters of religion, there was every variety of devout Christians, agnostics, atheists. There is no one thought about that, except their general belief that a government, a country governed by the people, or representatives of the people, was possible. It wasn't going to be easy, but it was possible. Many of the forefathers didn't think we would last very long. They weren't all optimistic by a long shot, but they sure would do everything in their power to make it happen in their lifetime.
And I was curious, did you sense that they always had a short-term look at things, or did most of them have a long view?
The real movers and shakers did have a long view. I can't speak for everybody else. There were an awful lot of them, remember. The big choice, of course, was whether it was to be truly a federal government, whether the federal government was going to be the ultimate power or the states. And we've struck a pretty good balance ever since. The supremacy of the federal government has been in itself, a major attainment, a major achievement. It is not often seen as such, but should be.
I want to ask you about the people that you've written about. When you learn more about a Harry Truman or whoever it is, a John Adams, how do you put yourself into their situation, and how exciting is it to maybe live in that time with them?
I've never failed to be in awe or more impressed as my understanding expands with what all that role entails, President of the United States. It's a job beyond the capacity of any one human being, no question about that. What I admire most is the capacity for some men, and of course it's only been men so far, to see what has to be done and not let the 101 issues, crises, small brush fires and the rest, they break out all the time. But to keep going in what it is you really want to accomplish.
One of the things I got from your talk at the University of Wyoming this week was how excited, the better word is how amazed you are at how this country has overcome some things and how some people have survived some things. You make that point a lot. And would you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I don't think we can ever give sufficient credit and respect, admiration for those that we are descended from and what they went through to achieve what they did. We take these things for granted.
Sure.
We take the creation of this university, Wyoming University. But it didn't just fall out of the sky. Somebody had to do it all, had to make it all, had to have the idealism and the long-range imagination to foresee when there would be a great university here. The obvious ones, like going to the moon or inventing so much that we have, if there's a clue, a key to why we are the way we are, why we have succeeded in so many ways, far beyond any other people in history, far beyond any other people in the world, is because of education available to everybody, in theory and often in practice. And no civilization has ever offered that. We do. And we've created the greatest universities in the world. No small accomplishment, to say the least. And it's as if we don't see that. We have been cathedral builders, but we don't see the cathedrals we built. And yes, those universities can be improved. Yes, they have failed in some respects. Yes, they're very expensive, in some cases outrageously expensive. But nonetheless, look what we have done, and let's keep it going. Let's make it even better.
David McCullough, a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.